Welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate masterclass on Ableton Live 12 arrangement markers, specifically for drum and bass, and specifically for that pirate radio energy, the kind of tune that feels like it's being driven live. Quick switches, tight pacing, one proper reload moment, and transitions that land like a DJ is steering the whole thing in real time. This lesson is all about turning locators and markers into a performance map, not just intro, drop, outro labels but actual decision points, the moments where you as the producer are basically acting like the DJ and MC inside the arrangement. Alright, open your project in arrangement view. If you've got a loop going, perfect. If you've got a half-finished idea, even better. We're going to organize it in a way that makes it finishable. Step 0. Set your grid like a pro. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That classic DNB zone where everything snaps into place. Turn on the metronome and set a one-bar count in. Trust me, even if you're tight, it keeps you honest when you're punching automation and edits. Now set your grid to one bar for marker placement. We're going big picture first. You can switch down to quarter notes or eighth notes later when you're doing detail edits like cuts and fills. Here's the mental cheat code. DNB arrangement is usually built in 16s and 32s. Intros, 16 to 32 bars. Builds, 8 to 16. Drops, 32 to 64. And switches often happen after 16 or 32 bars of drop energy, so think bar 49, bar 65, that kind of spacing. Now step 1. Create your marker skeleton. These are your pirate radio segments. Right-click on the top timeline ruler and add locators. We're going to place an example template, and you can adapt it to your material. At bar 1, add a locator called DJ Intro, pads Atmos and tops. At bar 17, add Tease Bass or Vox Stabs. At bar 33, add Build, Snare Rise. At bar 49, add Drop 1, Full Roll. At bar 81, add Switch, Halftime or Jungle Chop. At bar 97, add Drop 2, Heavier Variation. At bar 129, add Outro, DJ Mix Out. Even if your tune ends up longer or shorter, this gives you broadcast blocks. Intro Segment, Teaser, Big Moment. Switch, Second Big Moment. Exit. Pirate Station Programming. Basically, quick teacher note, don't place markers just because 16 bars went by. Place markers where something changes, a bass phrase changes, drum density changes, a new hook arrives, a vocal stab enters. Those are the moments your listener actually feels. Step 2. Color code and name your tracks so your markers become useful. DNB sessions get messy fast. If you want to move like a DJ, your session has to read like a DJ. Group and color your tracks. Drums in red. Bass in green, music like pads, keys, Vox in blue, effects in purple. If you use a reference track, gray it out. The point is this, when you jump to a locator, you should instantly see what category is responsible for the energy at that moment. Red section getting denser, green bass doing a new phrase, purple effects setting up the hit. You'll start making arrangement decisions faster because your eyes aren't fighting your ears. Step 3. Build a DJ-friendly intro using markers as mix points. At the DJ intro locator, bar 1 to 16, the goal is mixability and vibe. Make it easy for a DJ to beatmatch and tease your tune without fighting low end. So keep the kick muted or heavily filtered. Use tops, rides, atmospheres, maybe a distant break. Keep sub minimal or completely absent. On your drum group, throw an auto filter and high pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. You're basically saying, DJ, you can mix into this without low end clashing. On your Atmos track, add reverb with a longer decay, maybe 3 to 6 seconds, and use utility to widen if it's safe. And when I say safe, I mean check mono compatibility. If your wide Atmos disappears in mono, it'll mess up club translation. Now jump to the Tease Bass locator at bar 17. This is where you introduce a hint of the main bass identity, but filtered, like a Reese tail, a motif, or a vocal stab that suggests what's coming without giving it away. This is a big pirate radio trick. Tease first, then deliver. Step 4. Create pirate radio callouts with controlled interruptions, without killing the roll. We want one strong broadcast cut moment, right before the drop. Not 5 weak ones. One moment that feels like the system operator just grabbed the fader and the crowd goes oh, and then you slam them. Go to one bar before your drop. In our template, that's bar 48. Add a locator called cut/reload. Now, You can do this on the master, but I recommend using a dedicated FX boss or a return so you're not permanently damaging your master chain. But for now, here's the concept. Automate a utility gain dip. Make it fast. An eighth note or a quarter note. Something like a quick drop to -6, or even down to silence for a split moment if you're feeling brave. Then spike a reverb send or echo feedback to create a tail, so the gap doesn't feel empty. It feels like a dramatic broadcast cut. And add a vocal stab right before the drop. Reload, wheel it, whatever fits your vibe. For that vocal stab, keep it stock and clean. EQ 8, high pass at about 120Hz so it's not muddy. Add a small presence boost around 3-5K. Saturator with soft clip-on. Drive 3-6 dB. Echo on dotted eighth or quarter. Feedback may be 25-40%. Then a short plate reverb, like 1.2 to 1.8 seconds. Now here's the workflow magic. Because you made this a locator, you can click it over and over while arranging and test that hype moment instantly. This is what jump testing is. You're auditioning like a DJ, not like a painter staring at a canvas. Step 5. Drop 1. Lock the groove, then automate density over 32 bars. At bar 49, drop 1. Your basics have to hit immediately. Full drum kit. Full bass, meaning sub plus mid. And some hook element. A stab, riff, vocal chop. Something the listener can recognize. Now, arrangement-wise, we're going to pace drop 1 like a pro set, not like a loop. Bars 49 to 56. Core groove. Don't overload. Make it roll. Bars 57 to 64. Add a ride or shaker. Tiny bass variation. Bars 65 to 72. Add percussion loop or a break layer. Bars 73 to 80. Pre-switch tension. Filters, risers, fills. You're preparing the ear for change. Now add mini locators inside drop 1. This is huge. Add drop 1A minimal. Add drop 1B add ride. Add drop 1C break layer. Add pre-switch fill. This turns your arrangement into chapters you can jump between. And it's not just organization. It forces you to create actual energy steps instead of hoping the listener stays interested. Automation ideas, all stock. Put drum bus on the drum group and ramp drive by a couple dB across the drop. Keep it subtle. Auto filter on a break layer. And slowly open it over 8 bars. Like from 300Hz down to maybe 100, utility on hats and widen from 100% to 140 at the peak, but again, check mono. Teacher note, automate density, not just effects. Density can be hats going from 8ths to 16ths, more ghost notes, call and response percussion every 2 bars. Effects are seasoning, density is the meal. Step 6, the switch. Flip the pattern like a DJ double drop moment. At bar 81, switch, you need a clear idea change. Have time for 8 bars, or jungle chop takeover, or a new bass phrase that answers the first one. The switch should feel like a new plate got slapped on. That's the whole point. A practical recipe. Cut the sub for 1 beat right at the switch. Bass equals impact. Bring in a break with transient bite. Then introduce a new bass phrase, like a response to the drop 1 call. For agree break switch, keep it controlled. EQ 8 to tame harshness around 3-5K if needed. Redux, subtle. 12-bit. Tiny downsample, saturator with analog clip, drive 2-5 dB, blue compressor, 2-1, 3 millisecond attack, auto release, just 1-3 dB of gain reduction. Name your locators like broadcast moments, switch, jungle takeover, or switch, halftime pressure. Make it obvious what you're trying to deliver, and consider a two-stage switch, 8 bars of clear contrast, then 8 bars of hybrid where your original drums creep back in. If you do that, add 2 locators, switch 1 contrast and switch 2 hybrid. It keeps you deliberate. Step 7. Drop 2. Heavier variation with an AB mindset. At bar 97, drop 2, you are not allowed to just pace drop 1 again. This is where it should feel like the DJ just pulled a dubplate. Same pacing. Upgraded energy. Reliable upgrades. Add a new bass layer or swap your patch. Change drum ghost patterns. More shuffle. Add a counter melody stab every 4 bars. Increase distortion slightly, not to the point where the limiter screams, but enough that the listener feels the escalation. A clean stock chain idea for heavier bass. Wave eatable or operator into saturator with soft clip. Drive maybe 4-8. Optional lamp for mid-bite. EQ 8 to high pass at 25-30Hz. Clean mud around 200-400. Light glue compression, 1-2 dB. Utility to keep bass mono below around 120 if needed. Here's a powerful workflow move. Duplicate your drop 1 mini locators and rename them drop 2A, drop 2B, drop 2C. Same pacing grid. New sound choices. That's how you avoid the copy-paste drop problem while still staying organized. Step 8. The outro. Give DJs a clean exit and keep the pirate vibe. At bar 129, outro. Keep drums rolling but reduce elements gradually. Remove the hook. Simplify the bass. Reduce sub. Leave tops and percussion so it's mixable. Automate a low pass closing on the bass with auto filter. Let reverb tails bloom on stabs. And decide if you want to remove the kick last, or leave kick plus hats for DJ utility. Add one more locator mid-outro. Mix out clean. No sub. This is your DJ handle. A predictable 8 bars with stable drums. No surprise vocal. And controlled low end. Now, extra coach notes that make this whole system feel like cheating. Think in broadcast actions, not just sections. Add locators that describe what you would do as the MC or DJ. Pull back drums, 1 bar. Bass answers, 2 bars. Crowd tees, 4 bars. Wheel optional, 8 bars. When you label like that, locators become a control surface for decisions. Use a naming convention that your brain parses instantly. For example, A1 intro clean beats, A2 tees bass filtered, B1 drop 1 main, B2 drop 1 ad ride, C1 switch jungle, D1 drop 2 heavy. Letters are chapters, numbers are takes, and make jump testing part of the workflow. Literally click around your locators and audition like cue points. Tees to drop, does it land? Drop 1 B to switch, is contrast big enough? Switch to drop 2, does drop 2 win? If something falls off a cliff, it's usually one of 3 things. Missing drums, missing a setup riser or fill, or too much low end before the impact, so the drop doesn't feel like a drop. One more pro move, leave yourself a repair locator at the start of each big part. Call it safety 8, no sub, no hook. It's an emergency DJ mix point, and also your arrangement reset if you've overcrowded the section. And if you want the pirate transmitter vibe, do it subtly and only on callouts. Make a broadcast effects return with a Q8 doing a bandpass feel, high pass around 180, low pass around 6 to 8K. Add light overdrive grit, tiny redux, a slow auto pan barely moving. Map the rack dry wet to 1 macro and automate it only on 2 moments, 1 callout, 1 switch accent. If you leave it on all the time, it stops being special. Alright. Quick 15-minute practice to lock this in. Take an 8-bar drum loop and an 8-bar bass loop you already have. Duplicate them out to 64 bars. Add locators at bar 1 intro, bar 17 tees, bar 33 build, bar 49 drop. Make only 3 changes. At bar 17, introduce a filtered bass tees with auto filter. At bar 33, make a build, snare roll or rising noise. At bar 48, do a 1-beat cut with a vocal stab and a reverb tail. This audio version is shortened for playback.